Welcome back to the Mittner Method. I'm your host, Andrew Mittner, and on today's episode, we are going to dive into the week two matchup of Alabama versus South Florida. Now, I know your first thought is like, why are we even looking at this game? It has like a ridiculously large spread, and you promised us that you weren't going to be looking at games like this. And you're right. Like, it does have a ridiculously large spread of -30.5. But that's not why we're here. We're here to look at the total, which is over 64.5 or under 64.5. Now, my biggest thing I wanted to see in week one was how the coaching staff at Alabama, previously from Washington, Kalen DeBauer and his staff, were going to implement that Washington-style offense into Alabama. And now, we didn't see the super high pass rates that we would normally see, but the efficiency was off the charts. Now, obviously, they're playing, you know, they're playing Western Kentucky, so we can't really, you know, read too far into that. But I just wanted to see if they were going to actually run the offense that they ran with Michael Penix. And they did, and it was terrifying. So Jalen Milroe only had 9 attempts, but he had 200 yards and 3 touchdown passes. Again, this was against Western Kentucky. Not like we cannot write home about this, right? But what was more eye-opening is the rushing. You know, Milroe had 79 rushing yards with 2 touchdowns. And they rushed the ball 47 times. Now, obviously, they ran the ball so much because the game was over in the first quarter, you know. But, you know, that's just how that's going to go sometimes in this type of offense. When you have the athletes and the depth that you normally would not have at Washington. Even though last year, you know, Washington was very good. You know, they had very, you know, solid players, as a lot of them are in the NFL now. But let's be realistic. Those rosters, when it comes to recruiting and depth all the way from top to bottom, are not even close to the same. So the reason we're taking a look at this matchup is I really think that the over is extremely in play here, and I think it has the potential to just get absolutely obliterated. Now, last year when these two teams played, it was a slog fest. It was played in like just a torrential downpour. You know, and it was bad, you know. But one thing that was, like, nice to see was South Florida, like, had some life in them, and they played well, you know. And that was actually really, like, encouraging to see. And as you know, I have South Florida written up as my team to win the American, and none of that really matters here. But the thing that stands out to me is South Florida – plays at the absolute fastest pace. They have Alex Golesh as the coach who, you know, comes from the Josh Heupel coaching tree, and he's brought that offense over, and it's just, you know, it's fluid to say the least. Now, Byron Brown did not look fantastic throwing the ball against Bethune-Cookman, where he could have looked way better. But, you know, that's not who he is as a quarterback. He is, you know, expected to make the easy plays and whatnot, but his athleticism is what, you know, makes him stand out overall. And, you know, that was obvious in the rushing department where he had, you know, 8 rushing attempts, 74 yards, 1 touchdown. Now, the reason I lean into this, this over is simply because I feel as if, one, the game is going to be closer than what it was versus Western Kentucky. I think South Florida is way better. So I think even though the spread is 30.5, which is like insane, I'm not going to advocate and be like, oh, that's too many points, because I don't live my life like that. I'm not going to take 30-point dogs and the points. That's like it's a recipe for disaster. And if you want to, like, you know, cry yourself to sleep at night. But the over is in play simply because if South Florida keeps it competitive enough, they run at a fast pace, and it forces Alabama to keep their starters in and to continue to play this wide open offense that is new to the SEC, like we could see a plethora of points. And for what it's worth, you know, South Florida's offense is good. Now, obviously, we're not saying they're going to, you know, put up 30 points on Alabama's defense. Nobody's saying that. But if they put up 14 to 20, we could see this over just getting crushed into the mid-70s or 80s. And I think just the snippet of what we saw from Jalen Milroe in the first game, those big plays are going to be there all season. And the reason I believe that is because just from the way that the offense is schemed up, it makes the offense even more dynamic because Milroe is a mobile quarterback, unlike Penix, who really was a pure pocket passer. And anytime he got outside the pocket, it's like the play was dead, you know. But this right here, I think, is going to be a giant opportunity simply because you're going to see a lot of different big plays. And because South Florida is aggressive, they are going to take chances. They'll probably have some, you know, turnovers and whatnot. But I'm not, like, you know, worried about that. I think that's going to play into the game environment. The game script will be good, and it'll continue. And for what it's worth, Byron Brown versus Power 5 defenses is just slightly below average in pass attempts. And so he's 114th against Power 5 defenses per pass attempt. And you know what? That's out of 200. That's slightly below average. But that's not something where I'm like, oh, God, they're not going to be able to move the ball. I don't believe that. I think they're going to be able to move the ball on Alabama. They're going to score, you know, a sufficient amount of points to help push the over. And I think Alabama is going to, you know, keep humming along with this new offense to see what its real potential is. And because of that, I'm going to be on the over. I think it'll be an exciting game to watch. If you're looking at it from that perspective, I do not think it's going to be super competitive. Obviously, neither does Vegas, and, you know, they're the best at their job. But I do think, like, the over has a lot of potential, and I would rate it higher than, say, like, my Texas take at 7.5. I feel like it's higher up there on the plays for the week. That's going to be it for this episode, though. As always, if you want to reach out to me on Twitter, or you can email me at themittnermethod@gmail.com. If you have any suggestions, comments, you know, topics that you would like covered, I'm always open to new ideas and things of that nature. I will probably have a couple more games to release this weekend. Each weekend is going to probably be between 4 to 5 games that I'm looking at. And then I'm going to probably throw in some NFL stuff. It's not going to be as in-depth, and it's not going to be as, like, nuanced as what we have here. It will have, you know, advanced statistics to it, but I'm just not diving that deep into that, into the NFL, mainly because sharpest lines in the world, but second also, yeah, I don't have that much spare time. I got a million things I'm doing. So, but other than that, thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one. Take care.